Jeff, this week we are starting off with news of a possible new courthouse in the area. Can you share more about this?
At last week's regular meeting of the Grant County Board of Commissioners, New Mexico Supreme Court Chief Justice Judith Nakamura and the Director of the Administrative Office of the Courts for the state of New Mexico came and presented an idea to the commissioners. They would like the county to take out a loan and build a $5 million courthouse to house the magistrate court here. Currently, the magistrate court is in a leaky, tiny, and not so secure building on Pine Street in Silver City. The administrative office of the courts pitched this as a way for the county to build their dreamed of judicial complex on the site of the historic 6th District Court building in downtown Silver City. So this is something the county's been talking about for a while, and it appears that the state is going to help them make this happen. They would enter into a 30-year lease agreement with the state. That's how they would pay off this loan. And they just need to come up with a way to afford to demolish the old jail building behind the 6th District Court.
Okay, Jeff, do we know when we're going to get an answer on when this deal could possibly happen?
The commissioners directed County Manager Charlene Webb to enter into talks with Arthur Pepin of the Administrative Office of the Courts, and it looks like the first thing that'll happen, the state would actually like to lease the old community health building right next to the 6th District Court building to temporarily house the magistrate court, and they'd like to do this before their lease is up on the Pine Street location in 2021. So possibly next year we could see some movement on this.
Thanks, Jeff. We're going to go to CP Thompson now with the Silver City Daily Press and Independent. CP, thanks for joining us. You have news of an area middle school teacher getting a presidential award for math and science.
Right. Sydney Lee, a Snell Middle School teacher, she was a recipient of the Presidential Awards for Excellence in Mathematics and Science Teaching. And so she won this award because of her dedication to improving in science, technology, engineering, and math, which is STEM. And so she was a recipient of one in New Mexico for four teachers get selected from each state. And so she was able to head to Washington, D.C. to get the award, and she had a conference with other teachers regarding STEM. She got to see the White House, and she won $10,000 that could be used for anything. And Sydney has been at Snell for 26 years, so it seems like this was well-deserved for her.
We also have news of the Silver City Daily Press and Independent cleaning up at the New Mexico Press Association Awards. What can you tell us?
So this past weekend, the New Mexico Press Association held their banquet, and the Daily Press there won 10 awards. And these were in categories such as shared signature page, retail advertisement, environmental and agriculture writing, online photo gallery, sports photo, sunshine award, just to name a few. And this is a big deal because the Daily Press competes in Daily Class 2 division, which is that we compete against newspapers that have a circulation of less than 11,000 people. So it's a really tough contest, and we're just glad to get as many as awards we did this past weekend.
All right, CP. Well, congratulations to you and the staff there at the Silver City Daily Press and Independent, and we will talk with you all next week.